see. This ain't no way for me to spend my time, and I just don't know if I'm coming or going. Oh, you like a talk, talk. And light, you stand in the pale blue. The sweat on my lips and the blood in my veins. It's impossible to know you.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. That was Babylon Woman by Rich Hope and his Evildoers. Before that was another Rich Hope song, I See Trouble. That is off his I See Trouble single that you can pick up at all your local record stores in Vancouver. I suggest if you've never seen Rich Hope live, you go check him out. He is a wang danga gunslinger. He can really move and shake. Let's see. Before that, we had John Coleman with Get High Babe from his album Bad Lady Goes to Jail. And before that, we had Elvin Bishop with Roll Your Money Maker off of the Alligator Records last compilation. And before that, Hound Dog Taylor. Incidentally, Alligator Records was actually formed because Hound Dog Taylor in the late 60s did not have his own record label. He was just too wild to record. So like-minded individuals got together and decided to make one for him. And thus, Alligator Records came to fruition. You have a very, very special episode coming your way today. Cowpuncher from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, is live in the studio with us, as is Brooke Wiley. Both of those two acts are going to be playing the Media Club tomorrow, April 23rd. Doors open at 8. Really reasonably priced show, $10, along with Badger and We Hunt Buffalo. So get down there early and check them out, because it is going to be a real shack shaker. We've got some honky tonk in there. We've got some straight up rock and roll, and we've got some psychedelic blues style stuff. So a really diverse lineup. All the acts, though, are going to be willing and raring to go. So check it out. That's right. The Media Club tomorrow at April 23rd. Media Club's just on Cambie, pretty close to Rogers Arena, right behind Queen Elizabeth Theater. So, Cowpuncher is going to be live with us in the studio today. They're just doing their sound check. But before we get going with them, let's hear the newest from Steve Earle from his forthcoming album, I'll Never Get Out of This World Alive. Here's his new single. This is Waiting on the Sky. You are listening to the greasier side of rock and roll, rhythm, blues, and country. That's right, the Barn Burner. I'm Bobby the Badger Ferrest. Let's get her done.
Waiting on the sky to fall. and that ship has sailed. Walking on the water cause I've never learned to swim. Searching for the holy grail.
A couple couple hours before I put her in the rhubarb. Come again on the Richardson ground squirrel.
Well, Saskabush is pretty. Yep, she's pretty flat. Lord knows I'm a prairie boy, so I'm pretty used to that. But farmers facing off with gophers, man, it ain't the same. It's being home at the Saddle Dome for the Oilers at the Flames. Well, the roads get better every time I cross that Saskatchewan line. And I tip my hat and it's good to be back on Mountain Standard Time. Hurting Albertan with nothing more to lose. Too much oil money, never enough booze. East of the Rockies and west of the rest. Do my best to do my damnedest and that's just about all I guess.
Trucker channel and pick her on down to two. Did you see that bulldog bobtail in the freight burner? Just about blew my doors off going by. Better watch for Smokey on four legs, the Royal Mounted Police. That picture taker's gonna send them an invitation right away. Keep the shiny side up. Goodbye, turkey. So long. Something I'm missing. My mama told me I should have gone into easy listening. Joined up with a band cause I thought it was cool. Oh, probably should have just gone back to school. Oh, pretty darling, it'll be okay. You know, one of these days I'm gonna take you away. She said, oh, sweet daddy, you're probably right. You know, we might.
The game was right, but the game. The Biltmore Cabaret is your home for great live music in Vancouver. Wednesday, April 13th, check out network recording artists The Submarines performing songs from their latest LP, Love Notes, Letter Bombs. Opening up will be Nick Freitas. Doors are at 8 p.m. Tickets at the Biltmore, Zulu, Red Cat, and online at ticketweb.ca. Wednesday, April 20th, come on down for a benefit show for the Devon Clifford Memorial Foundation featuring Transmitters, Chains of Love, Hard Feelings, Mutual Friends, and Vicious Cycles, plus Soul Night DJs Johnny Was and Slim Roy. Tickets are $10 at the door, and the doors open at 8. Saturday, April 23rd, the Biltmore and the Georgia Strait present Dengue Fever, that's them playing now, with guests Capillary Action. This is an early show with doors at 7 p.m. and music beginning at 8:30. Tickets at the Biltmore, Zulu, Red Cat, High Life, and online at ticketweb.ca. Saturday, April 30th, don't miss Tune Yards and their blend of folk ingenuity with the bold pop sensibility of an R&B siren. Buke and Gas will open up this early show. Doors at 7 p.m. and music begins at 8:30. Tickets at the Biltmore, Zulu, Red Cat, and online at ticketweb.ca. Why not go online to biltmorecabaret.com?
Three fingers of whiskey, pleasure's the drinking, moving is more than the same thing for me. Willie, he tells me that doers and thinkers say moving's the closest thing to being free. He's a rosin, he's a rigging, and laid back his wages. He's dead set on riding the big rodeos. My woman's tight with an overdue baby. Texas blue northern, ready road from the same makings as me, and I reckon we'll ramble till hell freezes over. Willie the wandering gypsy and me. Now, ladies, we surely will take of your favors, and we'll surely warn ya. They never will be. A single soul living can put brand or handle on Willie, the wandering gypsy and me. They dance on the mountains, they shout in the canyons, they swarm in the loose herd like wild buffalo, jamming our heads full of figures and angles and telling us things that we already know. Willie, you're wild as a Texas blue northern, ready road from the same makings as me, and I reckon we'll ramble till hell freezes over. Willie the wandering gypsy and me.
Hi there, I'm Brooke Wiley from Brooke Wiley and the Coyotes from Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
I'm Matt Ola, representing Cowpuncher.
Brooke Wiley and the Coyotes are going to play a song for you here off our new record. The song's called Hiding Something.
Crooked alibi. something. He's hiding something from me. Well, he's hiding something. What could it be?
Puncher from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. You are locked into the Barn Burner on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Great sound, guys, and Evan Sound Guy. Nice work. It's sounding pretty sweet. Let's have a little bit of a... Oh, go ahead.
Slight correction. It's Brooke Wiley and the Coyotes, and then Cow Puncher is also here.
We're all just one big band.
Oh, yeah. Secret identities. I get you. Yeah, that's no problem. Yeah, and the Coyotes. Cow Puncher is when they put on their bat cowl and go do their own thing. Right?
Exactly.
That's how it works.
Exactly. I don't want to be part of that.
No, you don't want to be a vigilante, do you, Brooke?
No way.
No. Too bad. Clean, upstanding citizen. That's what you are.
Yeah, I'm like Cow Puncher with morals.
Is that what the poster billing says? I'm Brooke Wiley.
It should have said that. That's what it should have said.
So give me a little bit of a background here. How long have all of you been playing together?
Well, I guess the Coyotes have been playing just over 2 years now. We did our first record back in 2008. And at that time, Jeff was, our drummer was a hired hand, so he wasn't technically part of the band. So after that, that's when we started playing more regularly.
And then I stole Jeff and Harley from Brooke. Thank you, Brooke.
You're welcome.
Cowpuncher, I've been doing Cowpuncher for about 5 years, but it was just kind of crappy until about 2 years ago. And we got a good lineup and a great bunch of boys here with us, I think.
That's right. You've turned a corner. And the name of the cow, I like the minimalism of the Cowpuncher album, just the brown album. That's all you need.
That's what happens when your graphic designer girlfriend breaks up with you. Thank you.
Just brown.
So all you independent bands, if you have artistically minded significant others, do not break up until the first album is completed.
Not until it's done. Okay. That's my advice to you kids.
Nice. Now, Brooke, the name of your new album is Half Empty Moon.
Yeah.
Right. Tell me a little bit about the songwriting process for this one over a long period of time, or is it stuff that just kind of came to fruition recently?
Well, yeah, like I said, we did our first record, it was called Heart on the Line, in kind of recorded at the towards the end of 2008, and then since then we've been touring and playing a lot around Alberta and across the prairies, and so so some of the writing comes from that, from experience of being with the band, and then just some personal development and growth over the last couple of years. So it's been a couple of years in the making.
Good stuff. Good stuff. How Calgary right now in terms of you know, kind of like honky tonk rootsy music, you find obviously. I mean, that's kind of a bedrock in the prairies. I mean, I don't think you're ever going to have a lack of it. But is it, does it seem to be getting stronger?
I hope so. I hope we're contributing to it.
I heard the Ironwood moved.
Yeah. It went just down the street, actually. It was about a year ago. They just celebrated their year anniversary at that new venue.
Oh,
so it's a big open, wonderful, huge stage now. So,
okay, so we're going to hear from Brooke Wiley and the Coyotes and Cowpuncher again. What's the name of this song that you're going to play for us now?
So we'll do the title track of our new record for you. It's called Half Empty Moon. That was a title track off our brand new record called Half Empty Moon. And I think now we're going to get Cowpuncher up to sing a few songs for you here.
Let it be known that I lent Brooke my guitar. Don't ever say that I'm not generous with my guitar, please.
Yeah, Captain Generous.
or Cowpuncher, basically the same band, different singer, less talent. This is a song we recorded. A friend of ours bought an old church down in Coleman, and we spent 2 weeks down there in January recording our next record.
Why don't you talk a bit about the venue?
And you can hear it after this tomorrow night at the Media Club. Is that where we're playing?
Yeah.
It's our second time in Vancouver. Last time we were here, we played the night after that guy from You Say Party, We Say Die died on stage. So it's a lot more cheery this time in town.
Shine. everyone's favorite heifer hitter, beef boxer. That's right, Cow Puncher. Straight from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Again, they will be playing tomorrow night at the Media Club. Doors at 8 with Brooke Wiley, Badger, and We Hunt Buffalo. So basically, we've got all the Foothills
dwellers. Meat lovers night down at the Media Club.
There may be a meat bingo. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if the Media Club is legion enough for...
How far can we take this whole meat thing, do you think, before it just gets right out of hand?
I think we can... Well, yeah. Okay, still, it's a PG-13 rating, guys. It's a 1 p.m. show. So let's keep it to a bare minimum. Everybody knows that for a working honky-tonk outfit, there's trials and tribulations on the road. I hear there was some of those in Kamloops last night.
Yes. I mean, I don't know. We don't get to play... We had the opportunity to play with a... Dreadlock band. We don't get to do that back home, so we're expanding our horizons.
Wow, that's, yeah, so Dread Tonk.
Maybe you guys Dread Tonk.
Dread Tonk. You can come up with your own subgenre. That's crazy.
We should start a label and sign them.
Lefty Frizzell meets Sublime. Yeah, that makes for an interesting sound. So tell me, what do you guys have planned for the upcoming year? I know this is a pretty short tour for you guys, but what happens next with Brooke Wiley and Cowpuncher?
Well, for Brooke Wiley, we're doing this tour, and then in the summer we're going to be taking it across the rest of the prairies while we're heading towards Manitoba. And then we're going to get super famous. And then I'm going to buy that mansion I always wanted. I'm going to buy Matt Ola.
A Cadillac car.
No. Yeah. No, Matt. Matt, she said she's just going to buy you.
I am. I'm going to buy him.
Oh. It'll cost you a Cadillac car to buy me.
But I hear that Brooke treats her pool boys pretty well, so that's probably okay.
Well, I don't know so far. It's only been like, what, 48 hours in the van so far? I'm not annoyed yet.
So
doing good so far, boys.
Is there a lot of crib? Like, what? How do you pass the time?
What were we playing yesterday? Name That City, or what's it called?
It's a game where you take a city, I don't know. We just played Do Stupid Stuff, and
yeah.
I don't know, nothing interesting. It smells like old meat and BO in the van, and Brooke's a trooper, I got to say.
Yeah, Brooke, I mean, this is a pretty male-dominated ground unit. Like, are you? How are you coping?
Whenever we set out on tour, I say, no gas in the van except for the petrol kind. That's my ground rule. I think it lasted 3 hours this tour.
I shouldn't have eaten that chili dog.
Put a cork in it. So no one's allowed to stop at taco time then. Yeah, you got to roll past that. And no pigs in a blanket at Smitty's either, because that can kind of get the
stomach. Oh, man, now you just put that idea in their head.
Oh, sorry.
That ship has sailed.
Sorry about that, guys.
To answer your question about what Cowpuncher has planned, we're finishing off that record I mentioned we recorded down in the pass. So that's in the works, and then The World's Our Oyster.
Guys, any special plans for Stampede Week at Calgary? You guys going to play anywhere?
Stampede Week is the worst in Calgary.
I know.
It's terrible.
Why do you think I moved?
I fought it for years. It's like Christmas. It's either you can be that guy who just like hates it, or you can just kind of go along for the ride. It's a lot better if you just go along for the ride, but I can't go down to the Stampede Grounds.
I mean, that's the thing. I think with Stampede, you really have to pick your spots. You can go to the Rock and Roll Rodeo at the Palomino and stuff. Like, not anymore. No. It used to be good.
Harley doesn't speak for all of us. We don't want to throw out any more bad blood out there. There's lots of fun stuff to do.
Yeah.
It's just the actual Stampede Grounds is a bit much. There are a lot of bands that come to town, so you can see lots of bands, and you know it's fun to wear a cowboy hat and you know make it with people in porta potties. But
totally. At any one of the lecherous nightclubs downtown.
Yeah. I think both bands are taking a year off from major Stampede gigging this year. We did that the last couple years, so. We're just doing a couple shows here and there. The Coyotes, anyway.
Well, that's the irony is you think you guys would be in demand, but I think the real honky tonkers just really shy away.
Yeah, they don't want original music.
No.
During Stampede Week.
Oh, you mean you guys don't do any Gretchen Wilson covers or no, nothing like that?
Well, that was like so last month.
Was it?
I'm unfamiliar with your reference.
Yeah, it's probably a good thing. All right, so let's get back to the tunage. What are you guys gonna play next?
We'll do one off the Brown album. $15.
Oh, I like this one. All right, here comes Cowpuncher.
You mentioned the Palomino. This one, we wrote this one about the Palomino. Ready, boys? I got $15 and a 3-1 beers, pocket full of chicken and shoulder full of tears. I got $15 to play a show last night. I got 3-1 beers. This was all right. Well, I don't get no good.
in this here band. I got $15 to play a show last night. I got 3 warm beers, I guess it was alright. I got $15 and a 3 warm beers, full of chicken and shoulder full of tears. I got $15 to play a show last night. You're 3 on 10. I got $15 to play the show last night. I got 3 warm beers. Yes, it was alright. I got $15 and a 3 warm beers. Full of chicken and shoulder full of tears. I got $15 to play the show last night. I got 3 warm beers. Yes, it was alright.
That was Cowpuncher with $15 from the Brown album, a song that I've played on the barn burner. I'm going to actually, do you guys take requests today? Is there any requests being taken?
Why, Cowpuncher? Certainly. It's a $100 bill or money order.
How about extra? I might be able to get some extra liquor tickets for you guys tomorrow at the
Now you're talking
venue.
Our language.
That'll do.
Is that okay? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
First Cowpuncher track that I ever played on the barn burner was actually Let's Kill All the Artists, because it was the one that obviously stuck out with me.
That's
on the
a
album.
Song I wrote for my good mother.
All right, I like
wrote
it.
Wrote for my mama.
Yeah, you know what? I think my folks probably would really, really respect that song title too.
Yeah, we went to the movie one time, and they had one of these photo booths, but instead of like taking your picture, it drew your picture. And my mom's kind of a pen and ink artist and watercolor and whatever, and so she said, like, she was like, oh, thank God, now we can kill all the artists. And I thought it would be a great premise for a song.
That is a great
We'd
premise.
Love to play that one.
All right.
A sing-along song. I want to hear you sing along, sir.
Okay.
Ready, boys?
Let's kill all the artists.
Kill all the artists.
Just a drought of middle light.
Let's break the pretty finger.
Break the pretty finger.
Gonna hear the bounds break.
We'll hear the bounds break.
Hey.
the Artists by Cowpuncher. Cowpuncher with Brooke Wiley and the Coyotes, We Hunt Buffalo, and Badger. Tomorrow night at the Media Club, doors at 8. Tickets are $10. Hottest ticket in town. So make sure you come down, Vancouver. It's going to be great. Thank you very much, fellas, for humoring me for that request. We have got time for two more back-to-back. So what you going to play?
Let's get Brooke up for another one. She all right,
Brooke,
the town.
Let's see. Yeah, see. Brooke, come on up.
Okay. We weren't prepared for this. What do you guys want to do? What do you think, boys?
Oh, the spontaneity of live radio.
This guitar switchover is quite the issue with Matt being left-handed.
Maybe you should rectify that, Matt. Why do you have to be left-handed? Why do you gotta be that guy?
I'm just who I was made. I can't do any more or less.
We'll fix it!
Okay, well, at the risk of not sounding rock and roll, we're gonna do a slower one. This song's called Letterbox. It's off the first record. Are you ready, boys?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my shoes are Thanks so much, Bobby, for having us. Looking forward to the media club tomorrow.
Quick changeover.
Where are we going?
Thank you.
much to Cowpuncher and Brooke Wiley, my special guests today on The Barn Burner. Great show, guys. Thank you very much for coming in and playing.
Thanks for having us. That's awesome.
Thanks so much for having us.
Hey, anytime. Give some pertinent information to the internet people out there. Where can they get a hold of your music?
WePunchCows.com, on Twitter, at Cowpuncher Band, on our Facebooks. We're on the Facebooks. And for all the grandparents out there, we still have a MySpace account too. So
these boys are very good at social networking.
Good.
They're doing it all the time. And for the Coyotes, you can find us brookwiley.com, Brook with an E.com, and MySpace as well, and we've got a Facebook page too.
That's great. So anyways, again, tomorrow night, you can see these fine musicians perform at the Media Club on Cambie. Doors are opening at 8 o'clock. Very reasonable price, too, $10. Featuring also Badger and We Hunt Buffalo. Pretty eclectic mix, but all very raucous. So it's going to be a good time.
And remember, you can keep a musician high or stoned or drunk all day for $10. So it's a small price to pay.
It's true. Yeah. keep them in their natural habitat, ladies and gents. Again, thanks very much, guys. And yeah, stay tuned for Radio Zero.
A message for students from Elections Canada.
If you want to vote right away, you can. A special ballot allows you to vote immediately at a local Elections Canada office, or you can mail in your ballot. You must register to vote by special ballot by 6 p.m. April 26th. You need to know the name of your candidate. If you decide to mail your ballot, make sure it gets to Elections Canada on time. You can find details on the website elections.ca or call your local Elections Canada office or the toll-free number 1-800-463-6868.
How do you write a good magazine article?
Discorder is that magazine published by CITR 101.9 FM. In it, you'll find reviews of concerts and albums, stories about bands and artists, comics, and more, including a comprehensive guide to CITR's programming.
In the April edition of Discorder, you can check out cover girl Kellarissa, read up on Sun Wizard, Louise Burns, and the Cave Singers, learn about music waste, and check out fabulous art by Andrew Pommier.
Discorder is a